You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is eCommerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to eCommerce Radio, your EPN channel, where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores. Whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, and marketing techniques, this is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today, we are pleased to have with us once again Mr. Scott Aaron on EPN, owner and creator of the Link Leads Generation Accelerator Program. Scott's system assists and helps entrepreneurs, network marketers, and business owners how to use LinkedIn to build their networks, brands, and bank accounts. Mr. Aaron, a pleasure to have you with us here on eCommerce Radio.
Eric, honor and a privilege to be here, and just excited to share some content, valuable content that can leave the listeners better than when they first jumped on here.
Well, Mr. Aaron, we're certainly looking forward to hearing from you, and thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today on eCommerce Radio. So for starters, how did you get into your business coaching on LinkedIn?
Absolutely by accident, which I think some of the best businesses are created that way. It was actually, Eric, done out of necessity. So my traditional background has been in health and wellness. I've been a regular brick and mortar business owner, some health clubs. I had a personal training business. I had a sports nutrition business. And then I got into the world of network marketing, which, is an online-based business. And, obviously it's selling goods and services and products, but also building teams online. And in the beginning, I was taught of how to basically use Facebook and Instagram to do that. And I'm a doer. My background being in personal training, spending 60,000 plus hours of one-on-one face-to-face time with people, I thrive on human connection. I thrive on human interaction. And when I found myself getting further and further away from that on social media, it was driving me nuts. And I knew that there had to be a more professional landscape and a more professional social media platform for me to share my voice, to share my talents, but also to connect with other like-minded individuals. And when I looked at LinkedIn being an untapped resource of my own, I went on there because I was looking to create more connections. And in the process of getting on there, stumbled upon something absolutely incredible. And along the way, I was able to then create my own coaching program based on the success that I was having using it for my own self.
Absolutely tremendous. Some good stuff right there. Now tell us, I'd be curious also, why LinkedIn for business and brand growth instead of Facebook or Instagram?
So let me first by saying that I am still a proponent of Facebook and Instagram. They are still absolutely ideal for brand building. Now, if you're listening to this and you have a product, a physical product, charcoal toothpaste, a face mask, sunglasses, one of the best places to spend your dollars is through Facebook and Instagram ads because, where social media has gone, Facebook and Instagram have become retail stores. They're catalogs. So people can go on there and they can buy whatever they need. It's set up all the way through pixels, through what you search online. It's all filtered in there. Now, what I love about LinkedIn, if you are listening to this and you have a specific business or brand that requires a certain type of person, you have a coaching program, you have high ticket items, you have membership sites, and you have academies, you have masterminds. There are three things that you need to look at when deciding where you're going to go. And for me, being the person that I am and the businesses that I own, I was looking at three things: age demographic, average income, and the amount of the organic network that you can grow without paying a dollar. Now, the average income of someone on Facebook and Instagram is $30,000 a year or less. The average age is 18 to 29. And the size of the network organically you can grow is 5,000 on Facebook, which is not nearly enough for the impact that you're looking to have. Now, when you look at LinkedIn, the average age is 30 to 55. Average income is $100,000 a year or more. And you're allowed 30,000 connections. And when I saw this, and when I realized that I had that potential to grow that kind of network, and in the last 3 years, I've gone from 500 plus connections to over 26,000. When I mean my business has changed, my business has changed and gone in places I could not even imagine. And if I wasn't doing what I'm doing on LinkedIn, there is absolutely no way any of what I'm doing right now would be possible by just using Facebook and Instagram. Gary Vaynerchuk just quoted, he said 2019 is the year of LinkedIn, and it's exactly where Facebook was 5 to 7 years ago. So if you're not on there building your business and your brand, you are missing the boat at this point.
Thanks for your input there. Much appreciated. Tell us, what is the biggest advantage an entrepreneur or business owner has by using LinkedIn, obviously, correctly?
Well, it's the fact that it's got the highest rate of organic engagement, because when you can search, and this is the beauty of this platform, it's a global platform. Most people that are using Facebook and Instagram, typically they are representations of the company that they may be partnered with, where they went to high school, people that they know, friends, family, this, that, or the other, or the country you live in. Because those platforms are not, even though they are international based, the way that the platforms are set up for each individual user, it's a representation of where they live currently. The beautiful thing about LinkedIn is that your reach goes so much further than any other platform, because with the search engine, and this is huge, what people need to think about LinkedIn is that you have to think of it like a Google or like a Yahoo or a Bing. It's a search engine. It's powerful. It literally connects you to people with a click of a button, because unlike those other two other platforms, unlike Facebook and Instagram, you can search LinkedIn by city, by state, by country, by province, by company, by job title, past or present, with the exact demographic, the exact avatar of the best person for you and your business. That is the biggest thing that people need to understand.
Today we are speaking with Mr. Scott Aaron, the owner and creator of the Link Leads Generation Accelerator Program. His system assists and helps entrepreneurs, network marketers, and business owners how to use LinkedIn to build their networks, brands, and, of course, their bank accounts, here on E-Commerce Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Continuing on, Mr. Aaron, how has LinkedIn personally impacted your business? Talk to us about that.
Oof. Well, it's basically how I got here today. You know, my original connection was with a gentleman by the name of Brian K. Wright, who I connected with on LinkedIn a number of years ago, who helped me with my second book, who actually put me in touch with a mutual friend of ours, Tyler Wagner, who helped me with some online growth strategies and then introduced me to you. So that's kind of like the 6 degrees of separation of how LinkedIn can work. My business, everything that I do is based off of this. And the impact that I'm having, the opportunities. I just walked into my fiance's office next door, and she goes, just want to let you know, I just booked us a speaking gig based off of stuff on LinkedIn. So, Eric, I can't explain to you. I am so eternally grateful for the platform of LinkedIn, but more so Microsoft, who bought them out 3 years ago, who is making this platform so accessible, so easy to use, so impactful, because it gives each individual person their own voice, their own way of impacting others, and really leaving people others better at the end of the day. Because as influencers, quote unquote, that's what a lot of people feel they are. I don't consider myself an influencer. I consider myself a doer. You know, I'm out there and I'm in the trenches every single day building my business and brand, hoping to inspire people along the way. And I would not be where I am. My business would not be going where it's going if it wasn't for LinkedIn. So if I was not on there, if this was never created, I honestly don't know where I would be.
And that is some really interesting information right there. And it does sound like that folks need to be tapping into this Leads Generation Accelerator program as well. Tell us, how can LinkedIn help people in e-commerce?
Well, you know, e-commerce is an interesting thing because there's so many different ways that people can go about what e-commerce is. You know, everyone has their own definition of e-commerce because it's one of those things where everyone has, you know, their own business. You know, e-commerce is, you know, whether it's creating templates, whether it's creating it for small businesses, you know, and I'm a factual type of person. You know, when you're in a business like e-commerce, where you are involved in the buying and selling of products and services, you know, whether it's, you know, through an electronic medium or, you know, where we don't have to use paper documents anymore, it's so impactful to use a platform like LinkedIn because you can use it to sell your products. You know, you can create those transactions through the electronic means of LinkedIn. Now, in respect to that, the less telling and selling and the more asking and listening that you do on social media, specifically LinkedIn for e-commerce, the better your business is going to be. Because, you know, obviously there's B2B, there's B2C, and there's C2C. And, you know, the basic examples are, you know, Cisco is B2B, Amazon is a great example of B2C, and eBay is, you know, consumer to consumer. So if you want to talk about the best places to be on B2B or B2C right now, you know, Gary Vee talks about this all the time. One of the best places to be is LinkedIn, because this goes back to the demographics. 30 to 55 years old, $100,000 a year or more of yearly income, and 30,000 connections. People are on LinkedIn to connect. They are on there to network, because if it's not your connection, they might have a referral for you with whatever e-commerce product, good or service that you have. So again, at the foundational level of what this is all about, if you guys are not on LinkedIn, and if you're in e-commerce and you're focusing on B2B or B2C, even C2C, you could be a consumer selling to another consumer. You don't just have to use eBay. You have to make sure that you're on there using it the right way. And that's where obviously my program can come in. But you can easily just get on there and start to look around, start to poke around and see what amazing things are going on there.
Again, Mr. Aaron, it has been great to have had you with us. Thanks for all the information shared here today. If listeners wanted to tap into the Link Leads Generation Accelerator program, where's the best place for them to get further details online and also on yourself and to be in contact as well?
Absolutely, Eric. I appreciate that. On social media, you can find me on Facebook and LinkedIn under Scott Aaron. On Instagram, I am at Scott Aaron LinkedIn. Twitter is at the Scott Aaron. And if you want to go to my hub, basically is my website, www.scottaaron.net. You can buy my book. You can schedule a 15-minute discovery call, or you can even download my free infographic of how to get your profile started on LinkedIn.
Again, Mr. Aaron, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on E-Commerce Radio.
Eric, thank you again for the opportunity, and I hope everyone took a lot away from this, and they get massive success, so thank you again.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Scott Aaron, owner and creator of the Link Leads Generation Accelerator Program, a system that assists and helps entrepreneurs, network marketers, and business owners how to use LinkedIn to build their networks, brands, and bank accounts. And for further details, simply visit linkedleadsgeneration.com. And more on Mr. Aaron, visit scottaaron.net. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to E-Commerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.